It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and as we continue on this morning, I'm now joined in the studio by Ryan Iacovacci, who is CEO and co-founder at Myconaut, and also Joe Lane, who is co-founder and mycologist at Myconaut. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
Thanks for coming in. Ryan, let's start with you. Myconaut, what is Myconaut? And you're kind of in the news here lately because you actually had some good success with getting some funding. Tell us about it a little.
Yeah, sure. Really appreciate the time here today, sure. Walt. And, you know, it's really an honor to be here in Marquette and developing this company. We've been business partner here. Joe and I have been foraging mushrooms for the better part of almost a decade up here. And you know, we just love wandering the woods. And during COVID, it was like we wanted to start up a company. We stepped to the Smart Zone, Innovate Marquette Group, and they saw the opportunity and what we were doing with fungi. And we thought, well, fungi are kind of this thing that's happening. It's having a moment, mushrooms and fungus. And so we were like, yeah, let's see if we can start up a business. And,
so you started with a love for mushrooms, and obviously that's what this is about, but you're developing things now, and this is where the grant comes in, to use mushrooms probably in a fairly new and unique way, at least for the general public to think about it. Tell me a little bit about this grant and what it's going for.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just seeing the opportunities out there that fungi can break down hydrocarbons, plastics, and clean up the environment. They've been doing this for 2 billion years on planet Earth. And just seeing the research that's coming out now, finally, it was like, man, Joe, we got to get our hats in the game here. And we stumbled upon some research at the University of Minnesota that showed that fungi can break down this now compound that's become quite popular with EPA regulation called PFAS. It's in Teflon and water repellents and fire retardants.
Yeah, these are the so-called kind of forever plastic. We're hearing a lot about them being in the water and in the ground and because of all the plastic use.
Yep. And they're in the fish, they're in the deer, they're in us. Everybody pretty much has it in their blood or tissue. Wolverine and 3M, DuPont and Chemours, they all were using these compounds during World War II. And then it got into kind of public consumption with consumer products. And so now it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. But the problem is, Walt, that these compounds collect in our bodies and they cause cancers and right. other types of issues. So now right. you're seeing class action lawsuits. And
we're hearing about it more. And that's where you've stepped up with Myconaut now getting it's a National Science Foundation grant you've been able to secure to develop using mushrooms in effect to clear these out.
Essentially, you know, we're very lucky, again, to have so many resources around here, research institutions in NMU, where Dr. Leslie Putman is studying how hemp can potentially be used to remediate, they call it. Well, hemp has an association with fungi. 95% of terrestrial plants have an association. So there's this relationship where the fungi can break these things down, and then the plants in symbiosis do some magic from there.
This is Ryan Iacovacci we're talking to. He's the CEO and co-founder of Myconaut. And Joe Lane also joins us, co-founder and mycologist with Myconaut. Joe, let's start here with you, that you got this thing going with Ryan, and now you're seeing these things, but these various projects like you were just talking about, but there's even a deeper connection and a more different connection that kind of with the area. Tell me a little bit about that.
Ryan and I have been buying and selling mushrooms since we met each other about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now. And so part of that was growing mushrooms on his farm and realizing that we could build soil doing that. So not only are we building soil, but we're also providing food for the community and an income for ourselves.
And that's important to mention that with Myconaut, also we're hearing a lot about this scientific work that you're doing, but you have a culinary, a food-based connection and goes through the NMU and all of that.
Yeah, so we were super great relationship with NMU. I've worked in their culinary side of things for mm-hmm. a little while, and then we got the opportunity to put our grow container mm-hmm. next to the one that they already own at the indoor ag program.
Right.
And so we're kind of, you know, expanding on some of that.
What's this like to have it going this way now with the success you seem to be having?
It's overwhelming a little bit. Like everything's happening at once. yeah. But I think we're lucky in that Joe and I have just had this friendship for so long that it's like we can divide our tasks where, you know, Joe's specialty in mycology and culinary mushrooms is now enabling a business to be able to grow mushrooms for NMU and a couple other outlets around Marquette, Lakeshore Depot. And so then that helps us to be able to fund some of the harder, you know, kind of remediation, long-term projects right. that take time and proof of concept. And we're trying to listen to Mother Nature's algorithms and then to be able to scale those up and say, hey, this isn't just a pipe dream. This is a reality. This is now the emerging bioeconomy where we can get away from plastics and we can use plant and mushroom-based bioplastics, they're calling them. And so this is, for us, this is like, we're trying to bring this into reality, but we hope that this is an inspiration for other people to say, if Joe and I can do it, we're not PhDs, we're not, right, you know, right. we're just some guys that love to wander the woods and hunt mushrooms and look at bugs and moss. And we're bringing this idea. Anybody can do this.
This is a fascinating company you are building here with Myconaut. Joe, how can people find out more if they have questions about what it is you guys do?
So we have some social media. Our website is myconaut.space. And then we're also building a website for the culinary side of things. We're calling it Marquette Mushrooms. It's kind of in its infancy in a lot of ways right now.
Well, it sounds like even with the company and everything and with the concepts and everything, it's somewhat in its infancy, but it's sure. it's great to see this kind of thought. I really like to talk with guys like you, and I could just tell the passion that you have for this, that it's dictating your success. So I appreciate you guys giving me a few moments of your time today to come on in.
Yeah, really. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Walt.
Joe Lane, co-founder, and Ryan Iacovacci, co-founder of Myconaut. Ryan is the CEO. Joe is a mycologist. We'll link up the information as well, as you can find out more about Myconaut and what they do when we post this interview at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.